Scolded by the G7 and NATO leaders who said it presents systemic challenges, China has been the focus of a united front of condemnation from the West. Its response, best summed up as butt out of our affairs. Joe Biden has urged his fellow NATO leaders to stand up to China's authoritarianism and growing military might. Then, 2 days ago, 28 Chinese Air Force aircraft entered the Taiwan Air Defence Zone, the largest incursion to date. To put some context on what's happening, I'm joined by Yvonne Murray, our reporter in Taipei. And Yvonne, let's start with that incursion and the significance of the timing of this incursion coming as it did following on the NATO and G7 meetings.
This is designed by Beijing to be a dramatic display of military strength and to kind of underline the point that they are no longer going to accept being bossed around by a small group of rich nations. And a demonstration that any inclusion of Taiwan in the G7 statement is utterly unacceptable to Beijing. They consider it an interference in their sovereign internal affairs. That alongside the situation in Hong Kong, in Xinjiang, they consider completely out of bounds for the international community. And they see that this, as you mentioned, this united front that Biden has managed to bring about with Europe and other parts of the world is, to them, threatening. And they have lashed out in a characteristically very angry fashion.
So the response, can we take it, Yvonne, will be more of these shows of strength rather than any attempt to start entering into some form of dialogue?
I can't see China entering into any form of dialogue at the moment, at least not publicly. I mean, we have to look at this in the context of what happened previous to Biden taking office. During the Trump years, China had made quite significant progress in kind of breaking that Atlantic alliance by bringing Europe much closer to Beijing, culminating in the China investment agreement, EU investment agreement, which was agreed towards the end of Trump's term. And that was an indication that it had managed to drive a wedge between the Europe and the US. And now seeing Biden turn that around and bring Europe back into the fold and present a united front against China is something that it's very angry about, but it's also somewhat rattled about. This is exactly what they didn't want to see. And their reaction, while very angry and very kind of ultra-nationalistic in public, there is definitely disquiet in Beijing. This is not what they wanted to see. And if there is any negotiation, it will definitely be quietly behind the scenes.
The Cold War is over, Yvonne, yet are we seeing lines drawn here? Are we seeing China draw even closer to Russia?
Yeah, that again, it's very interesting to see the echoes of the Cold War in these new kind of geopolitical shifts that are taking place. And especially this week, seeing the China's rocket launch into space, the largest manned flight into space, and then the US saying that they wouldn't be able to join the International Space Station, and that China instead will team up with Russia in its space race. So again, this really does seem like a new Cold War, and the concern in this region, especially over the issue of Taiwan, is that it does not turn into a hot war, which of course would be very worrying for the whole planet.
And yet, Yvonne, is it a case of business is business is business? And despite these global rifts, you still have the US and China and Europe still cooperating in finance and trade and business.
This is it. And I think this market of China, which is just so enormous, is far too tempting for companies all around the world, especially companies who are struggling in the wake of the pandemic to really generate business at home. They see the Chinese market as their only way out of these doldrums. Plus, you see on Wall Street now, US investors lining up to invest in China's capital markets. So yes, we have this kind of more angry rhetoric across the globe, but behind the scenes, that business community is not going to be turned off the Chinese market. It's too tempting, it's too big, and too attractive.
No gestures to come then from China, and you've reported extensively on the Uyghur people in the past and what they're suffering. You're not likely to see any moves by China to ease back on human rights abuses that are alleged against them?
Yeah, absolutely not. And I think that's really key to understand about this week as well. It's almost like the more the international community pushes China on these issues, especially on human rights in the Xinjiang region, the more they seem to dig their heels in. Turning to the other issue of Hong Kong, only yesterday we saw a raid on the Apple Daily newspaper offices, really driving home this point that China will continue its aggressive policies to bring Hong Kong into line with Beijing. And it just doesn't care what the international community says. That's the new reality. And I think the problem with what's happened with the G7 this week is that they haven't quite come up with a plan to deal with this aggressive policy from Beijing, and which it does not seem to be backing down on.
For now, Yvonne Murray in Taipei, thank you.